everyone is involved. I think that's the thing that people like so much. People want to be involved in everything. So they develop each sheet of my film individually because they know 9 times out of 10, as hard as they try, I'm going to get something wrong. I expose, overexpose, or underexpose. So they hand develop each piece and they watch until it's the perfect density for me to create a contact print with my paper that my assistant James or Dan and I make here. And it's a process that I use from 1842. And instead of using silver salts, it uses iron salts. And those two different salts are mixed together in a bottle, aged, and then brushed onto a piece of acid-free artist paper and allowed to dry. They're not sensitive to light until they're dry. It's really a magical process. And then I get the contact prints back from the lab with the negatives, and I spread them out and I leave them for a while. There's always one that jumps, but if I ever have a question, you know, I've done this a lot, especially when I come close to shows, is I have group editing, and I test people and I give them a stack of prints and I watch their negatives and contact prints, and I watch where they pause. I ask them not to say anything, I just say, look through these. And I can sense where they're paying attention. So that I've really incorporated other people into my work process, which I love. So when I decide which of the negatives it is, it goes in a glass-fronted, spring-backed printing frame, goes out in the sun, and I set a timer. And it being a pre-electric process, the ultraviolet light of the sun goes through the negative, hits the paper that's sensitized with the iron salts, and turns a chartreuse color. Then it's rinsed in water, and it turns brilliant blue, and then it's dried. And that's the whole process. It's one of the most stable photographic processes ever invented. And I'm making it sound simple, but in the beginning, the first year, I tested almost 100 different papers to get the exact type of blue that I wanted, because every paper, more than the chemistry, every paper that you use gives you a different color, different texture, more or less definition. And I finally settled on a very beautiful Bristol paper that I love, that I order 1,000 sheets at a time just because I'm terrified they're going to stop making it. And that's it. The print is framed, and people always ask me the same thing. It's a very funny thing. They don't understand the alchemy of it, and they say, can it be in the sun? I'm like, yeah, it can be in the sun. It's not going to disappear. And I think they have to hide it in the shadows or something. I've seen people go away from the show with the print in their hands like they're carrying a treasure, more than just a photograph to decorate their house with or to collect for future monetary value. I feel like they're going home with a talisman, and they would like to have a little of the magic that I've experienced in my life. I hope that doesn't sound corny, but I've watched people like squirrel them away. It's, you know, exciting. It's exciting.